From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. This week, prosecutors from the United Nations Tribunal in The Hague are expected to file new charges against Slobodan Milosevic. The former leader of Serbia is already charged with war crimes for atrocities against ethnic Albanians from Kosovo, as well as charges stemming from the war in Croatia in the early 1990s. As investigators build their case, they are looking at how Serbian forces may have covered up war crimes in Kosovo. In this exclusive report, Michael Montgomery of American Radio Works examines new evidence that Serbian forces removed, hid, and burned the bodies of Albanians, and that the cover-up was personally ordered by Slobodan Milosevic.
For nearly 2 years, the fate of thousands of ethnic Albanians missing in the Kosovo War was a tightly held secret in Serbia. Then it started unraveling. Last February, several Serbian fighters told how they burned the bodies of hundreds of victims in a lead smelter in Kosovo. This past summer, more grim facts emerged, quite literally from the ground. Serbian state television has broadcast scenes of excavators unearthing mass graves throughout Serbia. In this report, a pathologist described the discovery of charred remains of some 40 people, including two young children, in a burial site near Belgrade. So far, Serbian officials say they have located at least 7 mass graves and more than 400 bodies. Investigators believe most of the victims are ethnic Albanian civilians, including women and children, killed and shipped out of Kosovo in refrigerator trucks. Many were shot at close range and some were bound and blindfolded. Captain Dragan Karliusha is leading the Serbian police investigation into the bodies. Karliusha alleges the graves are part of an elaborate cover-up ordered by Serbia's former leader, Slobodan Milosevic, to hide evidence of war crimes in Kosovo.
We have a saying, we were hunting a rabbit and snared a wolf. That means we thought we were looking for something small, but it turned out to be very big.
These are also big discoveries for investigators from the International War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. They're seeking to establish direct links between Milosevic and military and police units that conducted ethnic cleansing operations in Kosovo. Dragan Karliusha says there is little doubt that the bodies dug out of the graves hundreds of miles from Kosovo are those of missing ethnic Albanians.
These people were killed somewhere in Kosovo. They were killed in one way or another. That's the first part of the story. The other part is the way these people were then transported from there to here in order to hide the bodies.
Most of the graves found so far in Serbia are located near secret police bases where Milosevic's elite units were stationed. That's one key piece of evidence pointing to Milosevic's involvement in the operation. But Dragan Karliusha says his team is still trying to figure out how the operation was conducted and where all the bodies went.
One aspect of the investigation is to find out how the system worked. Who drove trucks, who gave orders on the ground, who escorted trucks, who ordered where the bodies were to be disposed.
We interviewed 6 men who served in secret police units in Kosovo. For the first time, they explained what happened to Albanian bodies trucked to Serbia and who ordered the cover-up. One man who asked to be called Dušan met us at a noisy cafe in the Yugoslav Republic of Montenegro. Dušan says he was a field commander in a secret police unit that escorted trucks filled with corpses to graves and industrial sites throughout Serbia. He drove us to an isolated spot where he agreed to talk and provide written testimony on the condition that we conceal his real name, his voice, and his physical description. Dušan says he has direct knowledge of 12 trucks that carried a total of around 300 bodies.
Women, children, and civilians were the priority. The operation was to remove only civilian bodies. Most of them were burned to conceal crimes, in smelting plants and crematoriums, in a steel plant, or they were buried in remote places and near military and police bases.
In addition to mass graves, Dušan says he delivered bodies to industrial complexes in Serbia, apparently so they could be burned in furnaces. These sites included the copper smelting facility at Bor, a mountainous area in the east of Serbia, and a huge steel plant in Smederevo, a city on the Danube downriver from Belgrade. Dušan says he also delivered bodies to the Trepša lead refinery in Kosovo itself. He says the bodies were transported in refrigerator and trailer trucks under secret police escort to conceal the operation from ordinary Serbs.
The trucks were always under security escort. Two, three jeeps. Sometimes the trucks would have Red Cross signs. It was coordinated in such a way by the security service that we never got stopped. No one would dare.
A reservist in the same secret police unit, a man who asked to be called Petar, says he escorted trucks to a mass grave near Belgrade and to two other sites in western Serbia. Petar says many of the victims were from villages near the Kosovo towns of Suva Reka and Prizren.
The ground was already prepared. The truck backed up close to the pit and the bodies were dumped in. We would then burn them and close the pit with dynamite. The people were civilians, stubborn people who refused to leave their homes after we ordered them out.
We verified many details provided by Dušan Petar and the other former policemen with Serbian and Western war crimes investigators. For example, the location of secret police facilities used by the security forces, the sources for some of the trucks, and dates when bodies were removed. Serbian investigators say they still cannot confirm that bodies were incinerated, but Western government officials who spoke off the record say they have strong evidence that industrial facilities were used. Some of this evidence came in secret communications with Serbian informants during the 1999 air war against Serbia. Western officials say the informants told NATO governments, including the United States, that bodies of ethnic Albanians were being trucked to industrial sites in Serbia, like the Bor copper smelter. One informant was a Serbian army reservist and truck driver who was given the code name Nicholas. Milos Vasic is a senior journalist with the Belgrade magazine Vreme. He's seen transcripts of testimony Nicholas gave to war crimes investigators. In them, Nicholas says he was ordered to drive refrigerator trucks from a police base in Kosovo to eastern Serbia.
He would be given a loaded and padlocked truck in that army and police base, drive it to Bor, leave it on the security check, and an empty truck would be returned by a police officer.
Vasic says Nicholas was not told what he was carrying, but he soon became suspicious. With the help of friends, he took a look.
They opened the truck and found it full of bodies. They took photographs, Polaroids, of the operation, including the license plates, Yugoslav Army license plates on the truck.
Nicholas managed to flee Serbia and eventually took his story and the photographs to the United States Embassy in Croatia. Journalist Milos Vasic says Nicholas is now a protected witness and is expected to testify in the war crimes trial against former President Milosevic. Dušan, the field commander, says many fighters were disgusted with the operation and angry at commanders for ordering them to handle corpses.
Maybe you've never seen a decomposing body. I'm talking about an arm here and a leg there, like gelatin. The smell sticks to you and you can't get rid of it for days.
This was not the first time in the wars in former Yugoslavia that civilian killings were covered up. Investigators say all the warring sides used mass graves, and many are still being exhumed in Croatia and Bosnia, including some containing Serbian victims. When war came to Kosovo, investigators say Slobodan Milosevic and his advisors tried to avoid mistakes from Bosnia, where mass graves produced crucial evidence for war crimes trials. According to Dragan Karliusha, soon after NATO started bombing Yugoslavia on March 24, 1999, a top police commander reminded Milosevic that the bodies of ethnic Albanian civilians piling up in western Kosovo could be used one day as evidence for war crimes investigations. Milosevic then summoned senior commanders to Belgrade. Dragan Karliusha.
Milosevic ordered that all bodies in Kosovo that could be of interest for the Hague Tribunal, that is, that could be a problem, should be removed.
But the regular police were overwhelmed and left many bodies in shallow graves or dumped them in rivers. Serbian police and Yugoslav army sources say 2 weeks into the air war, in mid-April, Slobodan Milosevic held another meeting in which he ordered his trusted security service, the secret police, to take over the body disposal operation. These sources say the job fell to one of the most notorious members of the security service's six-man executive council, Franko Simatović, the commander of brutal Serbian police militias during the wars in Croatia and Bosnia. The field commander Dušan says Franko Simonović gave direct orders to 7 units in Kosovo tasked with disposing of bodies.
We reported to Franco, only Franco, nobody else. Franco gave us the orders. The army, the police, everyone was subordinated to state security.
War crimes investigators have long suspected that Franko Simonović was a key link, perhaps the main link, between Slobodan Milošević and armed Serbian groups that led ethnic cleansing operations in Croatia, Bosnia, and Kosovo. Dennis Milner is a senior investigator with the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. He's closely tracked Franko Simonović and his unit, nicknamed the Frankies.
Frankie, an infamous name that's come to notice really in Croatia, Bosnia, Kosovo, really since the late 1980s and the early 1990s. Many, many places when you interview witnesses, speak to people, they talk about Frankie's men, Frankie's boys. His units always seem to be around in times of some bad things happening in various places.
Milner would not say whether the tribunal has secretly indicted Simonović, but he says there is credible evidence that Simonović's unit conducted extensive operations in Kosovo.
If those units were the perpetrators of particularly significant mass killings, it would certainly be logical to assume that they would also take steps to dispose of the bodies.
These details are important to war crimes investigators because they reveal the actual command structure of Serbian forces in Kosovo. The accounts of the fighters interviewed for this report do not show that Milošević personally ordered the killings of Albanian civilians, but they indicate the former Serbian leader knew about the massacres from the beginning and had authority and control over some of the suspected perpetrators. From his jail cell in The Hague, Slobodan Milošević continues to maintain his innocence. Milošević has told the War Crimes Tribunal that he committed no crimes and legitimately defended Serbia from NATO aggression. Milošević's wife and supporters in Belgrade say the mass graves are a hoax. They say the removal of bodies in Kosovo was part of routine cleanup operations. For investigators like Dragan Karliusha, there is no other plausible explanation for how hundreds, possibly thousands of bodies could have been transported under such secrecy.
Why would they remove bodies in this way if the people had died normally? Well, they didn't die normally. It was a crime. And this is how they wanted to cover up those crimes.
It is now the job of investigators to prove that the cleanup of bodies in Kosovo was, in fact, a cover-up of a terrible crime. For NPR News, this is Michael Montgomery, American Radio Works.
American Radio Works is the documentary project of Minnesota Public Radio and NPR News.